Oh, hello, and welcome to the Paul Facts and Cecil Facts adeptually challenged album. Excuse me, I've been biting my nails. I'm so anxious about this. This is very, very early in our radio career, isn't it, Cecil?
Yes.
You all right, Cecil?
Well, no.
Right, so this is early on in our careers. It was a CD we cut many in 1990. Oh, I don't know, 1997, 8? You're right, what's up, Cecil?
I really don't think this should be put for public consumption, Paul. It is very poor.
I know it's very poor, Cecil, but in case you can't tell, we're going to upload our entire back catalogue to the website and, you know, have people be able to just listen to whatever bits they want to, no matter the quality or content. There's no filter on the Radio Thax train, but there is a rear view mirror, so that's nice, isn't it? You know, it's just, you start at the shittiest and get slightly less than shit.
I don't like that sound of that, Paul.
Well, what do you want me to do, Cecil? Do you want me to come up with new content? You're not going to pay me £20,000 a year to do that, are you? Nobody is. So, you know, you get what you're given and you bloody well like it.
Fine. Paul, can we remove some of the songs that I'm embarrassed by?
No.
Oh. But why is track one missing? 6 months on New Deal?
Don't know. Every backup I found of it, the first song's been erased. Like some kind of FBI's gone through it and just sort of hidden the evidence. I don't know why. So we come in at track two, which is, I don't know. Let's have a, I'll check. I'll be back, Cecil.
Oh, don't worry.
But I won't worry, Cecil, but it's the I've Got a Round Head song, which I referenced several times in the diary reading. So it's good for people to get a refresher on that. All right, so, well, just, and I want to say enjoy, but I'm going to do that in air quotes because it's, you know, everyone starts off somewhere. You know, you've got to have a beginning, and you look at bands like Kajagoogoo, their early albums are very weak. Very weak. Anyway, enjoy.
Oh, Paul, please, no.
I admit to be mad and injured. Watcher, this is what does to my mate. I still live with my mum. I still live with my dad. Is this what does to my mate? I wear nice t-shirts, I wear big dresses, I wear inter wide fronts. I don't like an MP, I have more than one chin. I have a side parting, this is why girls don't like me.
Outside your room, scratches at your door, looking through the keyhole, creeping along the floor. Open your eyes, open your thighs, brace yourself if you can. Here comes your blubber man. I'll be your blubber man. Yes, your blubber man. Blubber man. Yes, I am. Check outside your window. Look in your drawer. Listen at your wall. Nail down your floor. Open your eyes. Open your thighs. Brace yourself if you can. Here comes your blubber man. Yes, I'm your blubber man. Your blubber man.
Cecil Thacker there.
Yeah, it was me. You didn't like it, did
what
you?
Was talk? What did I want? What? Oh, that's right, yeah.
What? What do you want, Paul?
So, Cecil.
Yes?
You rambled on with one of your songs at me.
Oh, I did, yes.
Now it's time for me to ramble on with one of my
songs. Oh, God.
Are you ready, old man?
Not really.
Are you steady, old man?
No,
Let's
I'm not.
Let's go.
Oh, dear. I don't like it so far, Paul.
Shut up, I didn't talk over yours.
Sorry.
Yeah. Listen. You want, Cecil?
Well, what can I say?
I suppose you're going to put it down like I put yours down.
That's very true. I am.
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm sure you're not afraid to criticise my song.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. Yeah.
So, go on then.
I will.
Hit me. big boy. Eh? Oh, no, it's blue.
Yeah, what if you'd shut up? It was crap.
Go back. Oh, no.
I'm not gonna. No, it was rubbish. It was out of key.
That's spare my feelings.
Your singing is awful.
True.
It's a waste of time and energy for everyone involved.
I suppose.
The only good bit was when it ended.
Yeah, I know, that's
I like
it.
That bit. The little symbol thing or whatever it was. I don't know. I'm not a drummer.
No, it's Tony.
I like that bit.
Yeah.
Keep that bit throughout, you know, just the drums.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, it'd be good. But.
Alright, no.
Yeah. Try again, Paul.
You didn't like it, did you? No. I could sense you didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't, because you had your fingers in your ears and you were sort of trying to headbutt yourself with your knee.
I was trying to knock myself out.
It's never good when you do that, is it?
No, not really.
Alright, I'll get back to the drawing board.
Alright. Alright. You do.
Cheerio.
Bye. Song I wrote in the summer of 76.
Ah, yeah, I would. I'd love to.
It was quite sad. I was a bit depressed, actually.
Oh.
But, you know, if you like it, it can go on the album.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And I'm sure you'll like it, but I like it.
Probably.
So, here you go, young man. Well, here it is. Push play on the Iowa.
I'll do that now.
Well, it'll start up.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it will.
Mm.
future seems to grow sour. Unknown to me what it brings, I imagine scary, depressing things.
No, Cecil, you're so maudlin.
Yes, well, it was a very difficult period in my life, Paul.
Well, I bet it was. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got this far. We felt that we'd just have to talk over this song. Cecil's crying because it's so embarrassing for him. Do you want to take us through it, Cecil?
Yes, I was having somewhat of a late-life crisis. I felt my life ebbing away with every second.
Did you?
Yes.
So what's this song about, Cecil?
It's fairly obvious, self-explanatory, Paul. It's about my life takes time, but my time takes my life as well. It's an ebbing and flowing of existence.
Yeah, well, you listen to the song, and it's 8 minutes long, and I tell you, you feel like your life's slipping away. It's so miserable. Oof. I've seen goths that look more perky than this song.
Why can't life be?
Why can't life be?
How it used to be.
How it used to be, grumpy.
With fun and joy.
Cecil.
Not this misery.
Why are you so miserable?
We had no worries, not a care.
It's also a song about life before
there
you came along, Paul.
Cecil, can't believe you're saying this to me.
Yes. Well, it was more fun before you came along, Paul. We got to go out on weekends, oh God. It's going on about time again.
I think the problem with this song is, Cecil, you put in the chorus after every single verse. You should have gone chorus, verse, 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 chorus. Not chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse. Rubbish.
Now, it should be pointed out, at this point in my life, we hadn't found Minecraft. Long before Minecraft came along, which gave my life so much purpose.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice, I suppose, isn't it? Just take a minute to listen to the music. Oof, Cecil. Where are you going for musically?
I was trying to do a gentle ballad, like a Pink Floyd.
And there's no drums.
Well, we didn't have a drummer, did we?
Oof, gone heavy, Cecil.
Yes, that was your input, wasn't it, Paul? Always trying to heavy up every single song we do with a bit of distorted guitar, like you're a Satanist.
And you're always trying to overdo a guitar solo over no matter what I'm doing. Goes wrong.
Doesn't go wrong, Paul. That's beauty there, in oral beauty.
Oral says, well, let's not get kinky.
That means audio, you spanner.
Ooh, a spanner, Emma. Good God.
Stop it.
I sometimes sing this to Cecil when we're waiting for the adverts to go past on an ITV programme that we'd watch. Just because we can just feel our life ebbing away, wasting it just waiting 3 minutes for an Iceland advert to pass.
Yes, or a loading screen on a computer game.
Well, we have not done that in a long time, have we, Cecil? God, it's still going.
So my guitar solo could do with a bit of work in the background.
Just incessant, Cecil, they never end. I mean, did you not listen to this once through and think, maybe that could do with trimming down?
Do we ever do that to any music or anything we ever do, Paul?
Yeah, I do, thank you. No, you don't. Wishing to go. Back is easy enough, yes. Because I think the times ahead, I think they'll be tough.
Ahead it will be, so...
Oh, poor so-so.
Back to the past I have heard.
You always do think. Anyway, I'd like to tell the ladies and gentlemen, most of these songs... Most of these songs, the vocal track you're hearing Paul sing, and I'm using air quotes there, is not just the first time he's ever sung it, but it's the first time he's ever vocalised it out loud whatsoever. He'd write them down on a notepad, and then we'd just record his first attempt, hence the shambolic nature.
Yeah, well, you do that with your guitar solos too, Cecil. Listen to this. Awful. Maybe take more than one pass at them.
Yes, well, we got better, Paul. We got better.
Did we?
Yes.
Fair enough. You think someone would have taken you aside, Cecil, and just sort of sat you down and said, now, Cecil, it's, you know, it's your song, you can do whatever you want, but maybe we don't need it to be 8 minutes long.
It can actually total 10 minutes, Paul.
Does it?
Yeah, it's just 10 minutes.
Which is the problem with recording digitally, isn't it, Cecil? You've just got infinite storage capacity.
Yes.
Do you think maybe we should have just chopped the song in half and only spoken over that bit rather than talk over the entire song?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we're accusing ourselves of making that song too long, but conversely, this conversation is going on too long, wasting a lot of people's time, isn't it?
Oh, went wrong there.
It went wrong everywhere, Cecil. This entire song was an abortive process. You miserable bastard.
Yes. Oh well. We'll leave you now, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying the album.
Oh, I know I am, Cecil. It's a trip down memory lane. Oof. Bye-bye.
Cecil, whining
what?
Bastard.
You.
There is no way that miserable bastard song's going on my bloody album, sad old man.
You son of a... Two-faced
little... The structure was all wrong. I didn't like it.
What?
It just melt. Where's the metal, huh?
What?
Where's the hard, heavy rock that I demand from a song? It's not there, is it?
You're not 14 anymore, Bob.
But, you know. No, I demand heaviness.
Oh.
You know, if I want to get all aggressive and stuff. I'm not going to listen to that crap, am I?
Pathetic.
No, I need it hard and heavy.
Retarded.
And as for my music,
No.
Double entendre there, so Cecil. Just, can you leave, please?
I'm not speaking to you anymore, Paul. Ever again, no matter what you give to me.
All right, do you want to share these crisps, then?
No, I'm leaving.
Fine.
silly. Don't take me from the bed. My body feels like lead.
Get out of bed.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Thacker. I wrote this. Go on, Toby. Go on, me. Go on, Cecil Rock. Thinking just about a meal. Is this really a pretty meal? I'm still there on the deal. Tell me why you're never as tall as a child. He's a midget, and he does his fixes. Sigmund's a deal. Thinking just about a meal. Is this really a pretty meal? I'm still there on the deal. Don't need it. The man that drew him, he eats great steak. It makes him sick. Still. Sigmund's a deal. Thinking just about a meal. Is this really a pretty meal? I'm still there on the deal. Sorry.
Come second. the second coming. Come, love, come in me. Come. Thank you.
there's a real old man. I see him round. I see him round town. I hear him laugh. He laughs like a clown. Says so. The oldest man I know. But how long can he go without letting your emotions share? This man, this real old man, he wears an upside down frown. His wife, she doesn't understand him. Says so. The oldest man I know. But how long can he go without letting his emotions show?
Perfect hair, and a fine, no bald hair.